Instant Illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. You are spectacular. You are spectacular. This morning, I spoke on the telephone to our webmaster, and I said, the internet doesn't run. The web doesn't run. He says, are you sure? I said, I'm sure. He says, well, check. So I checked. He said, put yahoo.com and see if it comes up. It didn't come up. He said, I told him, all I get is page not available. And I said, my homepage not available, anything, my internet's not available, nothing. I use my Mac, I use my PC, and it's not available. He said, well, have Ingeborg, have Ellen check on her computer because she has another server. And so we'll see what that is. And he didn't say server, he said internet input, you know, like your, because we have, we're wireless and we have these four wireless repeaters or senders, transceivers. And so Ellen said, when I asked her this morning, no, mine doesn't work either. And then Sylvia pipes up, mine doesn't work. And so Ingeborg pipes up, mine doesn't work. And so Heinz pipes up, mine doesn't work. And Rex pipes up, his didn't work either. And Little Love pipes up, his didn't work either. My goodness sakes. Yeah, we have a lot of non-working internet around here. And that's good. That's good. It gives us a break. It gives us a time to relax and be at peace. And that's kind of interesting too, isn't it? So what is going to happen to get that back online? We just say it now functions, right?
Mm-hmm.
It now functions. I have a feeling that it's some very simple thing. Some very simple thing. And I have a feeling it is taking place in Daniel's office.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is how we go into the internet. We go through Daniel. Now, I have unip.us. Unip.us. And I can use that on my on anything. And if I use that, it might, but it all has to come through Daniel.
Yes.
It all has to come through there because that's where it comes through. Now, can you imagine one person having so much control? One person having so much control, one office having so much control? Do you remember not too long ago, the city of New York was completely black?
Yeah.
All the lights in the city went out because they had overload on their transformers and everything. Can you imagine that? I mean, hospitals, offices, elevators. I'm sure people were caught in elevators, you know, going up and down. Wouldn't that be something to be in a 100-floor building and your elevator stops in the middle between two floors and you can't get out and you got to wait not knowing what's going on. And you have to just think, okay, this is the end of the world. I'm in this elevator, in this shaft here. I have no idea what's going on outside. And perhaps we've changed governments or something. You know? And so who knows what's going on? Well, that's the time that you prove to yourself where your values are. That's the time you say, well, if I'm going to go, I will go happy. I will go relaxed. I will go peaceful. You know, you don't get all shook up. I'll just go peaceful. And you don't have to say, I'll go, but you say, even better.
What I am.
I am.
At peace.
And at peace. And all is in divine order. All is in divine order with this silly elevator and whatever else is concerned here. And so, after 2 days, service is beginning to be restored. And they had such an overload on the transformers that they hadn't planned on, you know, and it just really knocked the whole thing out of whack. And it got back and going, and all sorts of interesting things were told. All sorts of interesting things were reported and revealed, and it's a fantastic thing. But, you know, the terrorists came with their airplanes and knocked the buildings out, and the world trade buildings, and that was terrible. And what was so terrible about it? You could see it. you could see it, and then you knew it, you heard about it. But when the lights went out, people had to just think, well, we'll just have to be at peace about this and watch everything be in divine order. We just have to relax and sit back. And hey, you got any candles? You know, you want to share your candles with us? I've only got 6 candles, and who knows how long this is going to be. If I share them with you, I may not have them for myself. But you're welcome to come over to our house and enjoy our candles with us. See, now that's a time of really sharing. But if I give you my candles, and I need them longer than my candles last, then I'm without too. But come on over, and bring your sleeping bags and so forth, and we'll make a party out of this here. And so more parties could have taken place, and probably did. Because you don't hear a lot about the tragedy of the lights being out. You hear tragedy of the building knocked down. And the tragedy of the lights being out is that you couldn't see anything. And people had to change their way of life. They had to stop going to the office. They had to stop going to, if their stores were working on automatic, you know, they could open it with a key. They could open their door, then the storekeepers could sell their product. But they better sell it quick, because no refrigeration and things like that. And so I'm sure the meat markets sold as quickly as possible, but the people had to eat it that very day, or else it wouldn't last either. And so, oh, lots of wonderful things were learned by a blackout. But people who looked at it and said, how terrible, they're the ones that had no joy in life. The people who looked at it and said, what an adventure. I wonder how long it's going to last. I wonder what's going to come. Or, that's great, you know. But the people who looked at it and said, all is in divine order, and went about their daily living with whatever they could, doing whatever they could, in whatever manner they could, just enjoying it. Still smelling the flowers, because the flowers still smell beautiful. Still going to their home. They had a front key for their front door, you know, they could go in. And so they didn't have a refrigerator. So they maybe had some canned goods. Or they could go to their store and maybe buy some canned goods if they weren't sold out already, you know. But the thing is, just casually go through life, because the trucks worked. The trucks worked. They could drive. And the cars worked. You could drive in your car. But you couldn't get gas from the gas pump, because no electricity to bring up the gas. So, but people learn to mellow with things like that. You might say that's perhaps an entree to the end of the world, of how the end of the world might be. Not a great calamity, but just sort of a shut off of here and there and so forth. Now, why do we have to have that at all? We have to have that at all because that's the way we die. We've all learned that we die either immediately, we die in the hospital with long term using medicines and stuff, or we die of old age, or we die in youth, we die in all sorts of ways. And who are the people who die in the neatest ways? Thunk! They just go. No nonsense, no nothing, no goodbyes, they just go. I didn't have time to say goodbye. So didn't you say hello while they were here? You know, didn't you have a good relationship with people while they're here? So we learn to have a good relationship with people while we're here, when there's no tragedy, when there's no death, when there's no passing. We learn to love everything and everybody. Do you ever hit your child? And then the child dies and say, why did I hit my child? And you didn't hit him so, but the thing is, you couldn't get yourself around to disciplining him. And so the one time you hit him, he says, okay, Mom, I'll do what you say. I'm okay. But you see, you are so emotionally dried up, so emotionally upset, that you're not able to flow with life. And Heinz grabbed a hold of Rex this morning. I gave Rex a big hug, and then Rex jumped into Heinz's arms. And Rex is almost as tall as Heinz. and Rex leaned back against Heinz, and Heinz grabbed him and snuggled him and snuggled him, and Rex was a little off balance with his back feet, but he didn't mind, and he stood there, and he was being hugged, and he just sort of loved it, and he's wagging his tail, and so happy. And then, all of a sudden, he lost his footing a little bit, and he sort of slipped down, and he rolled over on the floor, and jumped up, and ran around like a banshee, just having a great old time, saying, "This is fun, this is fun." Now, he fell down and rolled over. Why wasn't he upset? Because that's part of the game, is to fall down and roll over. We've had little Ibube Agubwa here for about 3 days, and he is going to be 4 this week, and he is just a little magic boy. When Barney came on the video, he would go into our TV room, and he would leap off the deck onto the floor and fall on his belly, fall on his back, fall on his side. And he would jump, and then he'd throw his legs out, and he'd just plunge down, and he would be landing like a feather. He was doing all these things, having such great fun. But now, if he fell down accidentally, he would cry. But we teach him, don't. We teach him, no matter what happens, you don't have to cry. Just get up and go about your business. You fell down on purpose for Barney. You fell down on purpose when the Barney music came on and the singing came on. He danced in front of that TV set as though he was 10 feet tall. And he leaped up and down. He covered the whole screen. It's a 50 or 60 inch screen that we got there. A fantastic kid. And he's only, 3 feet tall or less, or about 3 feet tall. And amazing, amazing. Now, what is it that keeps Ibube from injuring himself when he falls like that? What is it that keeps him from crying and being unhappy when he falls, that he doesn't hurt himself, that he doesn't feel unhappy? His attitude. I'm having fun. I'm having fun. He thinks he lands like a feather. You understand? He thinks he lands like a feather. He thinks that all is going in perfect order. He thinks that. And because he thinks that, that's what happens to him. Because he thinks those things, that's what happens. You see, when the blackout comes, and people say, "Oh dear," and if you're in an elevator and you can't get out, you have to learn to get along. And how do you defecate? How do you urinate? How do you eat? There's nothing to eat. You know, what do? You know, and how do you not feel a little bit panicky? How do you not feel a little, you know, what's next? And how long is this going to last? It's going on for 3 days. How do you know it's 3 days? You know, I looked at my watch. How do you know it's on your watch? Because your phosphorescent watch? No, I have a little light. I press a button, so I can see my watch. And, oh, I see. But don't press it too often, because who knows how long you may need to press it. So, you see, they knew what the time was. But why worry about these things? Flow with it like Ibube. Flow with it like the children do. They run and jump and play and leap and have fun and can do it all day. And whenever they have a tired attitude about their bodies, they just lay down and saw logs. And the minute they're done sawing logs, they up and at it again as though they had never stopped. Now, this is the joy of living that each of us want to have. This is why the Bible says you must become as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Because the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of joy. It's the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of wholeness, the kingdom of happiness in every possible way. And so when we are ready to enter into that, then we'll watch the little children, the Ibubes, and we'll say, "Wow, what a great kid," you know. And he's not stupid. He's only 3-plus years old, going on 4. And he knows how to control everything. And he knows the limits, too. He can read the limits on his mother's attitude, you know. And he just goes. And then when he realizes this isn't working, then he switches and tries another program. I mean, wise little kittens. And that's the way it should be. Now, are you wise enough to realize that when tension and anxiety have gotten to you enough that you can just turn them off and say, "Hey, I don't want you around here. I want happiness and joy and peace"? I'm going to die. The elevator stopped, and there's no lights, and I'm going to die. I'm going to be caught in this tomb forever. What's going to happen? Who knows I'm in here? Nobody knows I'm in this elevator, and nobody who cares? And maybe they care about themselves. What's going on in the outside world? Did something happen? No. You see, anxiety, tension. And so if you just say, okay, let's have a sing-along. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. And as everyone sings in the elevator, and if you're all alone and you sing in the elevator, then you just sort of relax and you sit down if you like, or stand up, or you jump and you dance. And say, I don't want to shake the elevator, it might fall. Well, what difference does it make? Yeah, you're in there. The elevator is secure. And if it's not secure, then you're going to fall. And if it is secure, you won't fall. So dance and sing like Ibube, you know. Just jump around and see in your mind's eye, which you can do very easily, Barney. See in your mind's eye all the joyous things that make you happy. And pretty soon, the elevator is opened and you're out and you step out. You say, straighten out your suit and coat and stand up. And you were in there for 3 days and you just look like you stepped out of the bandbox, you know. How did you keep yourself so fresh? I just told myself, all is in divine order. All is in divine... And I believed it! I believed it! I had to believe it because there's no other belief. You believe it because there's nothing else you could do. And so, why not? And here I am. And everybody else, ho, 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 ho. Hey, relax. The door is open. I got out. Electricity's on. I'm here. Everything's okay. But, hey, that's cool. The meat market's got to throw out their meat. That's cool, too. The veggie stores have to throw out all their veggies. 3 days, maybe it can last that long. But the thing is, you see, this is big deal. Big deal. And the hospital had to throw out the patients they couldn't work on, you know. They needed the operation, and they couldn't give it to them because there was no way. But what did they do in the early days? They had a candle. Hospitals have generators that generate electricity inside of them. There's no problem. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things are thoughtfully done ahead of time. We once had a generator here that would have powered everything we needed up here and taken care of us should ever there have been a need. And we have created never having a need, but we also gave away our generator. So these are things we do. We think we're so smart. We think we're so wonderful. And just, we are. Just be cool. And what's done is done and past. And that's the way things last. So be happy with yourself. And life is really a blast. I love you. I love you. I love you.